One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian and the host of the aforementioned podcast, and alongside me in studio / our daughter's bedroom on the due east wall is my lovely wife, Melissa Nickerson.
Hi there.
We are here. It is the Monday. It's Tuesday if you're a great backseater and you're listening to this, or it's whatever day of the week in your future or in your past.
We're
if you have
the
time
the
stone. We are. That's true, because today is Monday.
Yeah.
In our world, Monday, specifically, if you need to know, 2:05 Pacific Standard Time, here recording our podcast. And I am impressed that I even remember the day, because today's episode is about being married to a forgetful spouse, or being in a relationship with a forgetful person, or having a forgetful sibling or a forgetful parent, dealing with forgetful people. And this is coming on the heels of last week, before I left, me losing several items.
Yeah.
And so we're going to discuss that and just kind of trying to get into Melissa's heart and mind about, you know, what it's been like having to deal with that over these years. But before we get into that, before I forget, a couple things. Just want to give a special thank you to all of our patrons. If you're not familiar with Patreon, it's a way that you can give a little more to the pod and get a little more from the podcast. And not really just the podcast, all things Dustin Nickerson comedy, early access to videos, merch discounts, free stuff. The Zoom hang, which is coming up this coming Saturday.
Sunday.
Yep. Forgot the date. I mean, on theme right here. May 16th. If you want to check that out, go to patreon.com/don't make me come back there. Also, any new listeners, I want to give a shout out. If you're new to the podcast, know that I do have a special that you can watch on Amazon Prime. You can rent or buy it there, called Overwhelmed. That's an interesting Overwhelmed. It's available. We filmed it back in September, released it in November. It's outside. It's about 25, 30 people. It's a good time. Check that out. For those of you that came to the shows in Salt Lake, I was in Salt Lake this weekend. I took Gloria.
Yeah.
We had a great time. I had a private event at the... I should tell you about these events. I'm going to promo these dates, and then I'm going to tell you about these events.
Cool.
For upcoming tour dates, I'm going to be in Phoenix on June 30th. I'm going to be in Raleigh on July 7th. I'm going to be in Nashville on July 11th. I'm going to be in Philadelphia on July 21st. I'm going to be in D.C. on the 23rd and 24th. I'm going to be in Sacramento on July 29th. I'm going to be in Santa Rosa on July 30th. I'm going to be in Spokane on August 15th, and I'm going to be in Kansas City on August 25th. Those are the summer dates. We also have fall dates in Portland, Seattle, Tacoma, St. Louis,
and
Indianapolis,
actually,
and adding Irvine early tomorrow, Wednesday. It'll go on sale Wednesday.
Nice. Those September dates are summer. I Googled it.
September. Yeah, but nobody thinks about it like that. You know,
you do in the Northwest, though. That's like,
yeah, but you're in school, you know,
you're right.
I don't think of it. I think of you know, summer starts, summer is August. Who, nobody actually thinks of September as summer.
I don't, you're not wrong, but fall is October. So September right. is just that weird
yeah,
month.
Technically, but I mean, when does summer officially start?
The end of June.
The end of June.
Yeah.
June is summer.
Mm-hmm.
All of this is stupid. June, July, August, summer. September, October, November, fall.
Yeah.
December, so January, February are winter.
The seasons
March,
calendar
April,
is
May
not,
are spring.
Are not on the monthly dates.
I will go to fisticuffs with anybody that talks to me otherwise. I don't care about when they officially are. Those are mentally.
Okay.
Like I say, you mean to tell me you're going to look me in the eyes and tell me that December is not winter?
It's not. It's fall.
It's not. There's no yeah. way, right?
It's halfway. It's all in the 20s.
All
22nd.
Okay, I got to look this up. When are the
Midsummer's
official...
Eve is like the 22nd and like All Hallows Eve.
When are the official seasons? Here we go. Spring is
March.
When do the seasons start? Oh, the season's shifting. Nobody just tell me the official.
Does this have to do with the moons?
Well, they are doing how it varies. So they're saying that spring is March to May, summer is June to August. This is what I'm saying. You're wrong here. Winter is December to February.
Ooh, but what about fall?
I don't. Are you looking? What are you looking at? Are you looking at the astronomical seasons? Because I'm looking at the meteorological seasons.
Astrology? No. I googled when does summer end because I was making the flyer.
Well, it changes from season to season.
And it said September 22nd.
According to this very sketchy website called calendar.365.com, which has refinance rate things on the right hand, I'm right here. And you know what? Seasons are not about the official calendar. It's about feel. Seasons.
Science is based on feelings.
Absolutely. Science.
It's like in September, you want a pumpkin spice latte.
The seasons are already arbitrary, right? Because nothing really changes from one day to the other. I'm sure someone who's in farming is losing their mind right now.
Yes.
Or someone, it's something to do with the moon and the ocean, probably. Mm-hmm. I'm stupid. We know these things. I don't understand the importance of the seasons, but I know what they feel. I know the feel. I know that June has a summer vibe. That's what I know. And if someone's here going to look me in the eye and tell me that December is not...
Technically, Dustin.
If December is not winter, then what is the point of life? Honestly, why are we alive on Earth if December is not Christmas? Life is meaningless if December is not winter.
You know what you should do is...
What should I do? You tell me, Melissa.
Okay.
You hit me with those hot facts.
So you post like a pool or a beach photo in June, and you write summer with an H. And then somebody comments and says, technically, it's still spring.
Oh my gosh, Melissa. This is... I can't stand this content.
And then you'd say, no, it feels like summer.
The point is, I do have some September dates. Nobody, it's...
When to market them.
I guess I just still think
and advertise
of it
them.
As the... and school schedules. And if you're...
Yeah.
But that, I mean, now summer starts here.
The Northwest, they start after Labor Day.
Yeah. You guys, just come to the shows
at
DustinNixon.com/shows.
Maybe like a back-to-school tour in September. You could do that.
You know, I will say I made this joke this last week that, you know, I did like the poster from that old movie Split where Professor X played all the different personalities. I forget the name of it. James McAvoy, who was also Mr. Thomas.
Right.
He played, you know, the guy with multiple personality disorder. And
didn't see that one.
No, neither did I. that's what weather is like in spring. Spring is the most unpredictable weather.
Yes.
And it was like that in Salt Lake this last week. So Gloria was with me on this weekend in Salt Lake.
Mm-hmm.
Private show Thursday. The two headlining shows there at Jordan's Landing in Salt Lake on Friday.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming to those backseaters. Mm-hmm. It was great to see you there. If you came to the late show, I'm sorry. Not for anything that I did, but what just I had to do. We had an incredibly loud table of drunks, and it was not fun. Gloria was adorable. She was like worried. She's like, "Are you going to be safe out there?" I was like, "Oh yeah, I do this for a living. I'm fine. Uh-huh. I'm annoyed."
They weren't like get kicked out drunks.
Well, that's an interesting
thing. It really depends on the club.
You couldn't really. Some clubs might have kicked them out. I understand why this one didn't, because it was not. There was only this. You know, the first show had, you know, 100, 125, something like that. This crowd. The second one had like 25, 30.
Yeah.
And that was, there was like 10 of them. So it would have been pretty disruptive to see them kicked out of the show. So I understand why it didn't happen.
And they're a big group too. Yeah.
They were a big group. And honestly, when they were there, they were the best people there. So you're just kind of doing that. You've seen me deal with drugs before. And
probably spent a lot of money.
They did spend a lot of money. And that's one of those things too. There you go. Like, if they leave, they're most likely not going to be paying, which screws the waiter or the waitress. Yeah. You know, that's a huge
and
chunk.
The club. Yeah.
That's their whole section. So I understand why it didn't happen. I said to a couple friend or fans who were there afterwards, I go, you know, I really hope that I get big and that you guys can remember that you saw this show. And I go, but probably there's a good chance, more likely, you're going to see more shows like this. Where, listen, you just got to deal with drunk sometimes. It's part of the job. That's why you keep working and you keep plowing. But those of you that came, thank you. Thanks for continuing to spread the word about live comedy and my shows and so on and so forth. Then Saturday, I went and did the Dry Bar taping. That'll be out between 4 and 6 months. Or the email they sent me today, 9 to 12 months.
Fun. Great. Yeah.
Great. It's so long that you can't even be excited about it.
They have to bury it underground for a couple months.
I'm so glad I didn't do any topical jokes whatsoever. You know, I wasn't going to do them anyways, but you're like, I mean, I had a couple Biden jokes and then I thought, what if he dies before this airs?
Oh gosh.
I know. Isn't that a terrible thought? But it's, you know, when somebody's that old.
Yeah, because... Well, I mean, hopefully the editor would just pull them.
Yeah.
But...
Well, you could lose the whole special if I did a bunch of stuff on it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's like the darkest way that I could put that. What if he dies? What if just the tone, when you talk about a public figure, it could change so much.
That's true.
While you were out there, you know, or while it's being edited. So now the shows are fun. We had a good time. Provo was great. Provo is one of the prettiest things I've ever seen. It's one of the coolest little cities I've ever been to. Salt Lake is fun, too. We went to the Cat Cafe. Mm-hmm. We had a good time. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the reasons this ties right back into business here that it was so helpful is because Gloria gets tired of me forgetting stuff. And so she starts to carry it herself. So the first time, I always forget room keys. That's just a thing that I do because I can barely remember the stuff that I normally have to carry. And a room key is just an extra thing that I don't normally carry. So, and this was the type of hotel room that, you know, you had to put the key to keep the lights on. You know, they have the little master thing. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't even, you know, I forget to turn the lights off and then the key is there. It's a double whammy of forgetfulness. But excuse me, a little sleepy's here in the bag. That's good energy for the show.
Yes.
I'm yawning as...
as you tell a story.
I mean...
Mid-story.
It can't be that good of a story. I forget the key. I tell Gloria, I go, Gloria, just remind me when we get back to get a key from the front desk. And she goes, oh, well, why don't we just do that now so we don't have to remember when we get back, because then you'll probably forget then too. And I was like, brilliant.
Wow.
I like that little, okay. I like that. I was like, well, maybe you are forgetful like me, but you are more proactive.
Yeah.
In fighting against said forgetfulness.
Nice.
So we got the key and then she kept the key the rest of the week in her snack bag that just kept growing. She just got all the snacks. She accumulated snacks in every green room we went to and the Delta Lounge because I had a free coupon there. She just snacks everywhere.
And
so
she came home and put those in a big Ziploc with her name on it.
She told me, because what I do when I get home from trips is I accumulate. I accumulate chips on trips. And then I come home and I dump all the treats for everybody out, and they all run, and it's a funny moment. And she said it's she was like going to do the same thing. No, she came out and rationed out one or two for that she didn't want, and then put a Ziploc bag of her own, which might be under her desk as we speak. I don't know. Hilarious.
Oh, yeah. I found it back here. It was her stash. I was like, okay, those have to go to the kitchen.
Yeah, like that has to be refrigerated. That's condensed milk.
She had a blast. I don't think she's ever had more sugar in liquid form.
Nope.
Between the Shirley Temples and the Sprites and the Cokes and the frozen lemonades.
And, you know, good news is when she went to the orthodontist today, she didn't brush her teeth.
Right.
Great.
Yeah.
Great, great, great. I mean, just had to look. I mean,
we're trying to get a spacer to stay in her mouth for a week. And this was attempt number four.
I think her teeth after this weekend would have been like when you walk by the crystal store and you see like one that's like kind of half open and it's just like glistening.
Yeah.
And there's just little dots
and that sugar
microcosms and little just sugar.
Sugar
and,
crystals.
Oh, yeah. Sugar crystals. I think it looked like that. I think it looked like crack. Her teeth looked like crack. Like you could, like a crack rock.
Nice.
Absolutely. You know, I know you've seen a lot of crack in your
life. No, haven't.
Only more glistening.
So, you know, more orthodontist trips.
Right.
Yeah.
And she can't get those spacers in. And then Joel broke a spacer running into a wall, right?
So
not playing football.
No.
Not skateboarding.
No.
Not wrestling.
Not doing any of the
physical things. No.
Yeah.
Face hit a wall.
So I let Joel have a sleepover here on Saturday night. It's really hard for me to host sleepovers when you're gone.
Right.
And then
never stops you from doing it, though.
Well, occasionally I try. But I have to remove like one, if not two, of the children.
Right.
Like Claire bugged them a lot. You know, but it's almost impossible when Gloria's here.
Yeah. And
because she ends up just joining them.
And Trevor has younger siblings.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure when Joel sleeps at Trevor's, their little siblings bother a lot, too.
And they probably bother Trevor more than they bother Joel because they're his. Yeah.
Go away.
So anyways, saying goodnight to me. Maybe it was the sleepover night. Maybe it was the night before. And it was in my dark room, he turned around and ran into the door and he broke one of his front teeth brackets. And then I didn't call. I just went in with Gloria and him.
Right.
And they were like, we can do 9:30 tomorrow. And I was like, well, we can wait. Like, we can wait here in your lobby.
Oh, I see. So you did it then. Oh, I didn't catch that part of the story. When you said
Joel was like, I'm gonna wait in the car. I'm like, no, you have to wait here.
Yeah.
You have to be annoying.
Absolutely. Yeah,
like,
I mean,
we're not coming back. I'm not gonna take you to school, pick you up from school, drive you to the orthodontist, drive you
back.
That's
the trick that I told you I learned from Marty Simpson, right? About when they won't let you check into their hotel room.
Yeah, you just stay there.
You sleep in the lobby.
You look them in the eye.
No, you lay your head down. You put your stuff down. You lay down in eyesight of them.
Yeah.
So you look homeless, essentially.
And they're like, now we have a problem.
Oh, ends up we have a bed available. Something just became available. I have the same problem with hotels so often as I do with TSA agents is I know too much about the system.
Yeah.
I know, like, I don't care which room. I know that you're not checking me in because you don't have my room type available. But I say, I just need any room. I don't care if it's two beds.
Yeah.
I don't. That doesn't mean anything to me.
In their head, they're like, oh, but we don't have a single bed
but
open.
We don't have a single bed. I get paid $13 an hour to break protocol. You know, I understand why they are doing what they're doing.
Yeah.
But I also understand, like, oh, I just need one room to get clean. And I understand the human element of it is like, yeah, there might be people ahead of me in line, but they're not in this lobby. So that if you sneak me in, they're not going to know.
I know. That's what they do every time at the orthodontist. They're like, oh, but we need a 30-minute appointment. And I'm like, oh, but just take the bracket off. Like, her appointment was like 7 minutes because you didn't do the work.
Right.
She didn't have the space in her mouth. So just slide him in.
Right.
Really quick.
Oh, man. You can do it. I mean, you got to, you know, we when we went to Panera, not the time where Melissa got her groove back. We went to Panera two times in the last month. One of them, you had a pretty big breakthrough.
Yeah.
Where
do we have to share this on air?
You don't
air?
Have to. Not yet. But it was a big moment for you. You felt like you were getting some confidence back in some areas. It was great. It's a good moment. The second one.
Us and the coders that work out of Panera.
Gosh, I know. We have the weirdest thing in our local Panera where just, you know.
They got the standing desk.
Yeah. I'm like, did you guys even order food? They ordered one snowman cookie. Which it's crazy that they're serving it, but apparently it might be winter right now. I don't know. We might be in winter according to the seasons. I forget. There we go. On theme. But the this last one, we go in and I go, are you still serving oatmeal? Can I get an oatmeal? And he goes like, I don't think so. And I just kind of stare at him. And he goes, I can go ask. And then he goes and asks the cook, and the cook's like, yeah, that's not a problem. That's what I don't need you. I don't need this guy. Who the only thing that they've charged you with food wise, the only thing related to the food that you're in charge of
is pushing buttons.
It is pastry grabbing.
Yeah.
All mm-hmm. you, that's all they trust you with
mm-hmm.
is to grab a chocolate croissant, maybe a muffin.
Yeah.
That's all they trust you with. You can ask that guy who, if you looked at him and you go, hey man, this guy, he wants an oatmeal. But if you don't get an oatmeal, he's going to want a soup and a sandwich and a little side. And that guy would be like, I'll take that oatmeal.
That's way easier
for me.
Mm-hmm.
So there's the human element to that.
Yeah.
So Gloria being out on the road with me was actually very helpful because she would help remember those things. Now, I did lose. Used to happen a lot more, right? I've forgotten things that I've forgotten on the road. I've forgotten jeans and freezers. That's happened a couple times. Mm-hmm. I've forgotten mm-hmm. to bring pants on the trip. I'm very good at packing now.
Yeah.
That I have mm-hmm. a very solid list. The only things
belt.
That the belt is the main thing that I would forget, but now I have the list. But the thing with checklists is you still have to use them. And mm-hmm. sometimes I'll be like, I got it. And every time when I say I got it, I will get there and be like, oh no, I forgot underwear.
You should just put a belt in that bag.
That's what I did with phone charger. I have. Yeah. I don't. There's mm-hmm. not.
So it doesn't come out.
It's not a phone home charger, and it's you know how you used mm-hmm. to have home phones and mobile phones. I have a home phone charger and a mobile phone charger, because I guess kind of like Gloria. You just have to like learn to deal with your forgetfulness. Now, mm-hmm. what spawned the idea for this episode is last week, in a day.
It was all Wednesday.
We lost my keys. My car.
Your car keys.
We lost. We couldn't find.
I was at kayaking the whole time.
And I needed to mow the lawn. And we lost the key to the gate, which, you know, is how we, which you have to have the key to the gate when you mow the lawn, because you got to take the mower to the front lawn. And then you have to bring the trash.
Recycle bin.
The recycle bin. The waste bin. Into the back. And then I forgot my debit card at a restaurant the night before
mm-hmm.
after I did a show at
I guess it's Wednesday, Thursday.
What would we call that venue? Did you even go inside?
That was a sketchy wrestling venue.
It was an underground.
And we have to be very vague in our description.
It was an underground venue. It's totally off the books, and they do underground. I mean, underground in that they're not sanctioned. Comedy shows and wrestling events. And mm-hmm. there's a local comic in our scene who is both an amateur comedian and an amateur wrestler who put a lot of work into these shows. And the show was actually pretty good. Mm-hmm. Now, it was the closest to doing drugs I've ever done. That's not entirely true, but that's the joke I made.
It was in an alley. And we had to wait in the alley.
They had to kept telling, they kept telling us, hey, you got to enter through the alley. You got to enter through the alley.
They kept telling us to scooch closer to the door.
Yeah.
They're like, oh, yeah, you got to scoot closer to the door.
Yeah, the show was not in the alley. It was inside.
We're inside. There's people inside.
We have to clarify that. It was inside. But yeah, they wanted us to not loiter around it. So we looked like just a group of people sitting and chatting, with not a group of people outside of an event.
About to go perform.
Exactly. So.
Yeah.
everyone was high and they were all smoking in there. And then that, really? It was a small room. And that's why I was joking. I was like, I'm high now. I've taken this in, you know. Mm-hmm. But we went and hung out with Mal and Zoltan and Emma and had a good time. And at that place, I forgot my debit card. And during the...
It's a very remote location.
Right.
You know,
whatever. I forget cards all the time.
Yeah.
Then the...
It's hard to park
there. The next day, I realized that I also did not know where the battery to the leaf blower was, which is how you finish cleaning. That's the last kind of thing that you do.
In a lawn care.
In the lawn care scenario, when you have a little patio like we do. By the way, I keep talking about like the front lawn, the back lawn, the patio. Don't think we have a nice space. Don't, whatever you're envisioning, make it worse.
Patio is a very cute word.
It is. We have some very uneven bricks that happen to be behind our house.
Yeah.
With a nice little awning that our owner built after some pressure. I think maybe the last one was rotting and we requested a slight upgrade. So anyways, I forget that, just bing, 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 bing. It definitely, you felt overwhelmed by it because it was just so many things forgotten in a row.
Yeah, I had a whole like task list for Thursday based on everything that had been lost.
Right.
You know,
dreamy.
And yeah, you made a note in your phone of everything because I was like, let's give it one more day on the keys or I'll go get new keys made for your car. You know, like I ordered a new lock and key for the fence or for Amazon. I found the leaf blower cord in the shed and I called the business. I'm going to go today when I'm at canoeing. To get your debit card.
Right. You saved the day. You cleaned it all up.
There was a couple other. Yeah, there's a bunch of calls and.
I appreciate about you is I don't feel bad. I do feel bad when it happens, but you don't make me feel worse. I feel bad because I'm like, this is stuff that you often have to deal with because you found. Because here's the thing about forgetful people, when we lose stuff, we're also bad at looking for it. So you found the battery for the
leaf blower
in a place I looked for it 3 times.
Yeah, I could envision it. I was like, it's like black and it's got green on it.
You knew it was a part of your life earlier. You knew you're like, I think you had moved it or it had been moved or you'd seen it.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean. I don't want to create this thing where people are listening like, oh, Dustin just loses stuff and then Melissa has to fix it. No, I try to fix it. I try to find the things. I put a lot of work into trying to find the things. I'm just bad at finding things.
I think if you have 3 adults in a house too, like tape measures,
duct tape,
like scissors, these things could be in infinite locations.
Yes. Yes.
And so
yes,
then we
yes,
just
yes,
buy
yes.
another one. Mm-hmm. I'm currently hoarding some duct tape in a special spot that nobody knows about because I'm so tired of losing it.
Right.
Because you don't need it till you need it. And then it's so annoying when you can't find it. But
I saw Claire because Mondays are for Zoom school. Today she was putting some, what is it, construction tape, the white tape. That was just out. That's not important to you. That tape you care less about.
No, that's like painter's tape.
Okay.
Yeah.
She was putting it on her head.
Oh, yeah. She was pretending to be the In-N-Out order.
That's right. She was pretending to be an In-N-Out employee.
She was like, what would you like from In-N-Out? She put it on her head. It was cute.
What a little California girl.
We couldn't find that Zoom packet this morning. And oh, my gosh. She has a Monday Zoom packet. Mm-hmm. And I put it in that folder on Friday. Mm-hmm. And we did not have enough coffee in us to
function. You speak for yourself right here, Nickerson.
Well, I was like, it's not in here.
I kept my cool. I said okay, so.
We were just like, Claire, you can't do the work. You're just going to have to watch.
Right. And then we just said we're going to help look for it. And Melissa comes out and I'm like, hey, can you help me find this? I don't even know what I'm looking for, technically. I haven't seen it.
I was there Friday when it came home from school.
I did actually, I don't know if you remember this, but I did take the first jab in that little spat.
Yeah, because I had my coffee and my oatmeal, like my hands were full. Mm-hmm. So I was going to go put them in our office.
Yes.
And you were like, oh, so you're leaving? And
I said,
was
so you're just going to stop looking?
And I was like, I can't look with my hands full.
But yeah. In my defense, A, you could have told me, hey, let me go put this stuff down real quick. That would have been like a normal human communication. Or...
It's probably just trying to whisper because she's on Zoom.
Or you could have put them down at the 20 surfaces that you were closer to you before you left
Maybe
the
I
room.
Needed a little cool off, Dustin. Claire would be the kid that would be like, my parents are fighting over here over
this
packet.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, my dad already told the football coach this week that Joel's got a real cats in the cradle situation. So people have already been, you know, slandering the name of Dustin Nickerson.
Here's the thing.
Actually, her story today, funny you should say that. She told a story. The story that she was supposed to write today was about Band-Aids and a time that you needed a Band-Aid. And her story was one time my heel was bleeding and I needed a Band-Aid, but my dad wouldn't get me one. Why is everyone just slamming dad right now?
Oh, man. You can't do anything right.
I can't do anything right. But then the end of the story was... that she said it dried up pretty quick and I didn't need one. I was like, that's what happened. Is I look down and I go, that's not Band-Aid worthy.
Yeah, she's crying wolf a little bit.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It was funny. We were on Saturday. I am not in a good profession for forgetfulness for multiple reasons. One, I travel a lot. I lose stuff constantly.
So many schedules and times and time zones to keep track of
we didn't even say this yet, or did we say it on last week's? When I was in Dallas last week, 2 weekends ago, I forgot my glasses and my sunglasses. Two ways that I can see are my prescription glasses and my prescription sunglasses. I lost those on day two of a 4 day, 4 state trip. I'm just driving around blurry for the rest of the trip.
Yeah.
So that was another thing that you
had
to replace.
Last weekend, I ordered you 2 new pairs of sunglasses. And then...
No. A pair of glasses and a pair of sunglasses.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. I ordered you 2 pairs of glasses. They shipped one without the prescription.
Right.
So then Thursday, I had to mail back
the
ones they sent incorrectly.
So...
And then you know who wouldn't let me mail those back? Was Don.
What? What happened here? Oh, did he keep them? Wanted them?
Don got some... No. He got some crazy ideas, and he wanted to remake his bedroom.
Oh, right.
So he bought new memory foam, new sheets, new comforter, and he was like, hey, when you get a chance, can you help me make my bed? And I was like, yeah, but I gotta finish this job, and I'm working, and I was like, the post office is closing, and I have to pick the kids up from school, It wasn't, he was talking about the bed. He got a lot done, and it was all when I was trying to get stuff
done. This is what we call in our household, you got donned. And it happens.
Yep. And I ran those glasses in.
Right.
I didn't even, just threw them in the post office and then went and picked up.
So they did get
shipped,
or no?
Yeah,
okay.
They did get
Thank
shipped,
you for doing that. Again, that was one of those, that's an example of a task where sometimes we just have you do things because we know they're easier for you, and they get like me all like tense and stressed. And I was like, here, can you get these? And this is what I want. Tasks are a good example of things that I'll just like forget to do. So you'll like ask me to do something while I'm gone, and I'm not being lazy. I'm being being negligent. I'll just not do it.
I will pick up more around the house for you, and I'll do it. I don't resent it. But when it comes to the kids, I'm like, no, but like we've said, I need you to be a good roommate.
Right.
So I won't, you lose me. You know, they have to grow up to be able to do it themselves. So I will tell them to clean up.
Yeah.
Whatever.
We need them to not be me.
Well,
we need them.
They have to find a partner who understands them.
And it's like when Spider-Man and Iron Man are talking. And Spidey Spidey says, I just wanted to be like you. And Iron Man says, and I wanted you to be better. That's what I say to my kids when they don't pick up. They go, I'm just being like you. I just want to be like you. I want you to be better. I want you to remember how to shut a cabinet. That's what I want you to do. I want you to walk away and close that cabinet. That's all I want from you. Now, I will say it is made slightly easier as far as like picking the stuff up goes because of Munchie Mug. I would say that that is one thing that actually helps a house of forgetful people because mm-hmm. you got a lot going on and it's easy to forget. And one of the reasons that sometimes you might forget to sweep is your floors are so clean.
Yeah.
Because you use Munchie Mug.
You can label that thing.
You can. You know how you remember to, of course you're going to remember you have to sweep when there's goldfish everywhere, when there's gummy bears
Cheerios.
Everywhere, when
Awful.
There's Boston baked beans, both the candy and the beans themselves,
okay.
just splattered all around the house.
Gross.
Just a mix of the candy and the regular bean, just beans on beans on beans on beans.
Ew.
Everywhere. Because you didn't put your candy Boston baked beans and your normal Boston baked beans into two separate Munchie Mugs. Not a problem anymore. Not a problem as soon as you put that in the Munchie Mug. Guys, if you're not familiar with Munchie Mug, it is the best spill-proof cup on the market. Soft fabric lid. Nice. Mm-hmm. It's a sensory. It's a sensory experience to put that hand in there. Go through the little magic fabric and then boom, in your hand, Boston baked beans.
Just stick those beans, in your mouth.
Beans, Boston. I think I'll go to Boston baked beans. I love it. And it's actually a great product, and we have used it for a long time, and we gift it, and we give it to people. Big fans of the Munchie Mug. Lots of different colors, made here in the USA. Free shipping on all your orders. All you're going to do is go to munchiemug.com. Type in promo code don't make me. That's one word, no apostrophe. Don't make me. And you're going to get 25% off your total order. Dishwasher safe. Great company. We love these people. We love Munchie Mug. MunchieMug.com. Promo code don't make me. 25% off your entire order. Go check it out. Mm-hmm. That I remembered. I have that memorized. I was just saying, because that's the other part that I do is I do forget my act a lot. And I forget.
Yeah.
How it goes, and I'm prone to use set list, and I'll forget to do new material, and I can't sit down and memorize. It's part of the reason I've never sought out acting because I can't memorize lines. It's my brain. I'm sure I could find a way if I had to. And if someone's like, "Hey, we want you to be in a movie with The Rock," I'll be like, "I'll find a way."
If the price was right.
Yeah. But I'm not. It's my brain doesn't. It's why school was hard for me. I'm not a great memorizer unless I really care about the information.
Yeah.
And this last Saturday at Dry Bar, I used a set list. I was like, I want to put this down. And the guys were like giving me a hard time. They're like, "Your set list." And I was like, "This is fragmented. This is not all the full version of these jokes. I haven't done some of these jokes in a long time because, it's a lot of the hits for this joke and,
not
put it down.
New material.
It's great. Yeah. It's great. It's great to have it there. I would have totally forgotten. I have 100% forgotten to do some of the jokes.
Yeah.
And,
And especially when you do crowd work. It's chasing a rabbit trail.
Right.
You know, so to then pull back and know where you're at.
Oh, yeah. And I told you I did do that. There was a crowd work moment there where I think they'll air it. I don't think that they do. There's not a lot of crowd work moments in those specials. But at this point, it seems like it's just kind of the live show experience with Dustin that, there's a good chance I might do something if I have to. But if I don't have to, the early show.
You're not going to force it.
No, the early show on Friday, there was a guy in the front row who looked and talked and laughed like Ray Romano.
Wow.
And it took everything in me. I thought it was him for a while. And so this is a funny experience. So I was like, "This is crazy. This guy looks so much like," and then I was like, "Oh, I should say something," because it's, and then I was like, "No, he's just a normal guy and he's laughing. He's having a great time. Why would I ruin that for him and start talking to him?" And then I was like, I just pretended that he was Ray Romano.
Yeah, you're like, if it is.
And I was like,
wow.
I just murdered in front of Romano for an hour. He was in Salt Lake City for some reason on this Friday night, not even at downtown Salt Lake.
He
was in Jordan's Landing.
Yeah.
He was in the burbs of Salt Lake just wanting to check out this rando.
Yeah.
So I crushed for Romano on Friday, and then I'd, to use Zoltan's term from the name of his special, I danced for the drunks. on the Saturday. And that is, you'll on the Friday Late Show, that you'll enjoy that clip. I mean, there's a lot of, like, there's a lot of stuff that you just say for, like, comedians and stuff. I was like, man, Friday Late Shows are undefeated. I mean, they are just, they're always like that. A Friday Late Show, mm-hmm. if you're going to come, here's the thing. I don't perform on a lot on weekends, not as a non-opener. So this isn't a real issue for you guys. But Friday Late Shows have this specific energy where the people worked that day. So mm-hmm. they worked, they're tired from work, but they most likely had a drink before.
Yeah.
And now they're still drinking. Mm-hmm. And so tired and drinking is a terrible energy. High energy in drinking can be okay. We can mm-hmm. dance with that a little mm-hmm. bit, but low energy in drinking is just like gone. They're like jellyfish. They just kind of flow and, you know, you can't
warm
move
bodies.
Them,
yeah.
but they will sting you.
Yes. Amazing.
So
amazing
anyways,
analogy. You and the jellyfish.
Totally forgetting. I can't even remember the topic of this episode. What I was going to say was I do really appreciate how much you have accommodated me and just kind of understand. I would say the closest equivalent I have to that is when you are hangry,
mm-hmm.
when
mm-hmm.
you are clearly flustered, and maybe you say something that's kind of like a jab at me, I now do my best to not respond because I know you just need a second.
Right.
And mm-hmm. in the moment, you did do something that's a burden to me and annoying to me, just like me losing stuff, which mm-hmm. is a burden to you and is annoying to you. But you didn't do it on purpose. It's just kind of how you are.
I'll calm down.
Yeah.
Usually.
Yeah, you always do. And when I get involved, you never do. And like, if you told me, like, try and remember that, that would not help me. It would not. My uncle, I've always been this way. My uncle would always say, like, you would lose your head if it wasn't attached, you know?
Yes.
Like, and it's true. I just constantly lose stuff. Now, uh-huh. the irony of ironies. On that Thursday when I performed at that church at Gateway, they give a speaker gift. And these speaker mm-hmm. gifts are banger gifts. They gave me, the last time I did it years ago, he gave me a backpack. I use that backpack every weekend.
Yeah.
That's still my go-to backpack.
Mm-hmm.
I lost my glasses there. But what he had given me for the speaker gift were these things called
AirTags,
Apple AirTags.
Uh-huh.
Simplest little thing in the world. They're just little trackers.
They're trackers, but they're small.
They're small.
You know?
They're just little trackers.
Used to be really clunky.
They're just like your Find Your iPhone thing. You open mm-hmm. up Find My Phone. Because when I open up Find My Phone, it tells me where all my devices are, right? It tells me where the iPad or the computer is and whatever. And now mm-hmm. it tells me where my backpack is. And now we ordered the little things that'll go on our keychains. It's just so funny that I forgot something on that and that happened to be the gift. Now.
Yeah.
I'm not going to put those on my glasses.
I know.
I don't know. They gave us, it was a 4-pack and we couldn't decide. You're like, what did you say? You said put one on Joel's skateboard?
Yeah.
Where's like, Joel at?
Tape it to the skateboard.
You could definitely.
He usually has his phone, but yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they're exactly like the chip that our vaccines put in us.
Pretty much.
They're exact same. They just, you know, kind of some loose Bluetooth tracking.
Yeah.
Anyways, do you have any final thoughts on dealing with a forgetful person? And I please, by the way, if you are married to a forgetful person, mm-hmm. a sibling, a kid, whatever, and you just give us some tips. How do you deal with it? I want to hear some stories because I think a lot of people, because it's not a choice and it's not a character flaw.
You know,
it's just how you are.
Some of it because like you are our business.
Right.
And so I just go like, okay, well, I just know we're going to have to order some phone cords every year. And
that's the other reason that sometimes it frustrates me is it costs us money.
It does cost money for sure.
It does. And
but in my head, I kind of know that we'll have to replace something.
Right.
Not every trip.
What's the biggest thing I've lost? Well, you lost the last phone. I haven't lost a phone in a while, but you did lose the last phone.
That's true.
People lose their phones. That happens.
Oh, I was going to say your computer charger. That was one of those.
Yeah, those
Apple
are not
ones
cheap.
Are
yeah.
like so expensive.
Yeah.
Jeans.
Yeah.
Flannels.
There was that one time that.
Prescription sunglasses.
There's one time where we forgot Gloria in the lobby at Great Wolf. There was that time. She brought that up on this trip. I had totally forgotten
about
that. Yeah. She just like kind of remembered the room number. She came to our room.
That wasn't when Joel slept walk out of our hotel
room. We've got plenty of hotel stories. But yeah, she was what? Seven?
Didn't she just show up like at the door like,
yeah.
Hi?
Yeah, she showed up at the door. She had there were like some other people that kind of like told her where the elevators were and helped her get to there. And then she remembered where the room number was. Now, in Great Wolf, feel safe because it's like a resort
it's
and you're in there.
Families.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So I don't think she was ever scared. But yeah, I would say Gloria is probably the biggest thing I've forgotten. But that was a group effort, that one.
Yeah. The other thing is that like when you do lose something, you feel terrible. And you feel pretty anxious.
Yeah.
Like if it's like your wallet.
Yeah.
Or your phone.
Yeah.
You're just like, I can't rest.
I lost my wallet once, or I lost my ID once on the road. That's a big deal because it's hard to travel without ID. Yeah.
Do you remember when you lost, you were in Canada and you were driving home?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is the whole story. I went up to Malibu, which is a camp in Canada. We were like going up there to like kind of like screen it and check it out.
That's the Young Life Camp.
It's the Young Life Camp. Yeah. And to like see, like look at rates and get a tour. And it's very far. And I went to.
So far away.
I went to Canada for 36 hours and I brought my license and my passport. And my birth certificate as a backup in case I lost those things. I lost all three in 36 hours. In 36 hours in Canada, I lost my birth certificate, my passport, and my license. Not all together.
You never had a moment of intoxication either.
No. I was underage, I think, you know? It was insane. I don't even, and it's not like they were all in one bag and I lost them all together. Yeah. I lost them individually and respectively.
At the time, you didn't know what you needed for the border, so you just brought everything.
I am sweating so much on the reentry line to get back. I'm like, well, I guess I'm Canadian now. I guess this is it.
And you had like a youth group student with you.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I get to the thing, to the line, and the guy, the border agent, he's like, you what? I go, I lost it all. Yeah, I lost everything. You know, and he like there's this like quiet and then he laughs very loudly and he goes, "You must be American to be this stupid." And then he let us back in the country. That's a great. I'm glad you remember that story.
I just remembered it.
Oh man, I'm sorry that you have to be married to me.
Thankfully we just forget these things.
Exactly. All right, let's do some emails, everybody. We got a few emails here, and please send us some emails at don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com about your personal forgetfulness and dealing with people, all right? All right, so this is from Tamara. Tamara, the subject is pro tip reentry. Don't miss this one. Ready?
I'm ready.
The best pro tip for the reentry is to schedule a babysitter for the first night back home and book a hotel for the adults.
Oh, my.
Arrive home from vacation. Drop kids in luggage, babysitter watches kids and starts laundry, adults check into the whole hotel room and don't leave the room, order room service to sleep in, come home like you had a wonderful relaxing vacation all the way through. Everyone is now happy. I mean,
wow.
Brilliant. Brilliant, Tamara. If you can swing it, then wow. Mm. I mean, that's... You have to plan that into the vacation budget, time, and money.
Definitely.
You're like, I mean, don't get me wrong. Love the idea.
I don't, you'd have to feel pretty comfortable with somebody going through all your suitcases.
Yeah.
To get the laundry.
That's true.
But maybe, and then they just eat like dry cereal.
Yeah.
For dinner. What about the lamb?
The lamb. Get out. Hilarious.
The babysitter makes a roasted lamb.
Now, I mean... You could have someone there ready with some food. That would be the way
to go.
That
is, yeah. That's awesome.
Oh, yeah. I have to tell you, right when we get off, about my dad's agreement to the Nashville plan, by the way. Just don't let me fill you in on that in a second.
Okay.
Okay. This one is from Amanda. Subject is adult birthday parties. Hi, D&M. Your when to stop and start birthday parties made me think. My theory is you can start back having real parties, not meet friends at a bar or restaurant, when you're an adult, settled with a bit of extra cash, but no kids. Mm-hmm. In our mid-20s, my husband and I had a few epic themed birthday parties like Hollywood Game Night with a red carpet and a commenter and a, quote, The Office trivia night where everyone dressed as a character from one particular episode. Unfortunately, once everyone starts reproducing, parties are on hold again until the kids can be left at home. Mm-hmm. We aren't to that stage yet, but we look forward to it. Keep us laughing, Amanda. P.S. Here are a few photos from our legendary office night. I was voodoo mama, juju angel, and my husband, who had a broken foot, was grilled foot Michael. Brilliant. Very, very funny. That's great. That's very funny.
Wow.
Really good.
Wow.
Love that, guys. Love that. It's a good idea. You know?
Smart.
You know, my question is, are you going to still want birthday parties when you're that old?
Ooh.
You know? Or...
We did a couple. We had a group... We did an office dress up.
Well, that was different. Those weren't birthday parties. Those were viewing parties.
Viewing parties.
Yeah, that's the thing you do when you don't have kids. We had a kid, but we were trying to be young still.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we did Lost. We did a Lost dress up too.
Right. All right.
That was it. That was the end.
That was it. That was the end.
That was when we were 21.
All right. One more email. this is from Michael, and the subject is car sick and summer birthdays. Hello, awesome. Dustin. Hello. He said, I said, hello. He said, hello. Hello, Dustin and Melissa. I had a big laugh when the conversation went to car sickness. Every time I am in the passenger seat, I get car sick. Bingo. Me too. Right here. We are in rural country, and the biggest town is where we do our shopping. This is about a 15 to 20 minute drive. When I was a kid, I would fall asleep within the first 5 minutes to keep from getting car sick. This didn't work every time. There's a lot of my throw up on that highway. I drive everywhere we go now, and if the road is too curvy, I will get that car sick feeling. I get that sometimes when I drive, too. Also, 2 years in a row now, I tried to do some deep sea fishing, and both times I chummed up the waters.
Oh,
dad joke alert. Nice stuff. I guess I can't be on your podcast unless I host it or I'll get sick.
Yes.
Nice. My birthday is in June. We celebrated my birthday at the local pool. My parents rented it out for a couple hours. It was just my friends and I enjoying the pool. The last pool party celebration I had, I was 16. I didn't care much after that. And that is when friends stopped liking me. LOL joking. Now I just grill up for the family. Also, I am hinting at my wife to get tickets to your show in Indianapolis. Can you help me let her know we need tickets? Keep up the great work. Car sick backseater, Michael. Michael's wife, get on it. Let's get some tickets.
Michael,
Indy,
you need to drive.
And you better drive.
Yeah.
Or you're not going to be at the show. There's some curvy roads out in Indiana. Michael, in every way possible, I feel your pain. So hang in there, buddy.
Mm-hmm.
Just keep driving. That's another thing that works for us, is you don't mind being in the passenger seat.
No, I don't.
You have not driven a single mile of a single family road trip, other than when I've been sick. In the LA one.
Oh, when you were car sick, yes.
When I was car sick, yeah. I was actually just sick there. I was sick from the night before. Anyways, everybody, thanks so much for listening to the podcast. We really appreciate you guys.
All right, bye.
Hey, Backseaters, thanks for checking out that episode. I want to give a special shout-out to our Essential as Oils patrons. That is our patrons at $25 a month and more. So thank you to Dave Hoagland, Avril Griffins, Brady and Robert Reeves, Carrie Teague, Demarius Diaz Stevens, Dave Cox, Donna Lemley, Farah Journey, Isaac Taran, Jessica Sewell, Lori Amos, Nicole Carraz, Rachel Kennedy, and Team Phillips, and Tiffany Payne. I got you in there, Tiffany. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate you all immensely.
One of the largest Star Wars fan collections in the world is coming to Kosai. Unofficial Galaxies opens on May 10th, and this is a one-of-a-kind exhibition with iconic characters, props, legendary ships, costumes, and behind-the-scenes secrets. It's going to be a must-see whether you're a hardcore Star Wars fan or just curious about one of the most famous sci-fi franchises of all time. Unofficial Galaxies is coming to Kosai starting on May 10th, so get your tickets now at Kosai.org.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.